All right, so get ready, because today we're really, really diving deep. We're tackling relationship ethics.
Ooh,
And
always a fun one.
yeah, we've got some writing here from the Mindful Modern Mistress.
Okay.
She's a dating and sex coach, and she's got a perspective, I think, that a lot of people are going to find really, really thought-provoking.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, when you say relationship ethic, it's like, well, what does that even mean?
Yeah.
Like, whose ethics are we talking about?
Exactly.
But she really, I think she challenges a lot of the kind of like unspoken rules that we just take for granted
Yeah,
about relationships.
totally. And she starts off with this scenario that I think probably a lot of people, unfortunately, can relate to, which is, you have a married couple, and the wife maybe is only interested in sex a handful of times a year. Happens more than we think, I think.
Oh, absolutely. And, she even talks about some men she's encountered who, like, haven't had sex with their wives in years because of this.
Right.
And it's interesting because, you think about that situation, and so often, at least in the way I think, we're kind of socially conditioned to think about it.
Yeah.
It's like the guy is, oh, he's so patient, or, oh, he's such a good guy for sticking
He's a
around.
saint.
He's a saint,
Right,
right?
right.
But you never hear anyone say, well, are his needs being met?
Right, exactly. Like what about his side of the equation? Right.
And that's where I think she brings up a really interesting double standard,
Yeah.
which is imagine if the roles were reversed.
Yes.
What if it was the husband who was withholding affection or intimacy or sexual fulfillment?
Oh, yeah. Good point.
Would we be having the same conversation? I don't think so.
Yeah, it's funny how like just flipping the script on that really, exposes like how ingrained these ideas
It
are.
changes the whole thing. It
Totally.
makes you question, like, whose needs matter in a relationship?
Right.
And why is it that we're so quick to just assume that, one person's needs should just be automatically subsumed?
Exactly. And she really argues that, real love, like genuine love, isn't about constantly compromising these very core fundamental needs.
Right.
And that, denying a partner those needs, especially over a long period of time, can be like just as damaging, if not more damaging, as, potentially seeking them outside of the relationship.
Yeah, and it's not to say that infidelity is a good thing, or that it's something that we should all be,
Right.
it's not black and white, right?
Totally.
But it's to say, like, why do we view that as like the ultimate betrayal, but we don't view the denial of someone's core needs as being potentially like equally damaging,
Yeah. Yeah, it's such a good point, and I think that's like the heart of what she's getting at here, right? It's like questioning this very black and white view of what's ethical and what's not, especially in these situations where someone's needs are consistently, not being fulfilled in the relationship.
And that's why she really advocates for communication. I
Yes.
mean, that's key in any relationship, but I think especially in a situation like this, she says, sit down, talk to each other, figure out what's really going on, and maybe even redefine what your relationship looks like.
Oh, absolutely. But I think it's that willingness to kind of go there, to like really have that honest conversation with yourself and your partner.
Right.
That's where the real growth starts to happen. So, wow, this deep dive, I think it really does make you stop and think, like, are the compromises we're making in our own relationships, are they truly serving us? Or are we just kind of holding on to these outdated ideas of what we think a relationship should look like? And, maybe it's time to have some of those uncomfortable conversations and see what happens.
Food for thought.